Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Know that jingle, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It is 8:10 on this New Year's Eve edition of Palmetto Mornings. That means it is December 31st, 2020, 43 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
Chris Miller in for Patty Mercer. She's got the day off. You can also find us AM 1340, Comporium Cable Channel 103, and Facebook Live. And tomorrow night, 5 p.m., the Clemson Tigers in the college football semifinals for the sixth consecutive year. Down in New Orleans with the Sugar Bowl, they'll be taking on the Buckeyes of Ohio State, who's become a little bit of a rival with the Tigers over the last few years. And speaking of the Tigers, on the line now, the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers, Mr. Don Munson. Don, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, guys. And goodbye to 2020. Hello, 2021.
Yeah, thank you. We've been saying that all morning. Now, Don, the Clemson Tigers, some big news coming down yesterday, are going to be without the play caller, Tony Elliott, due to COVID protocols. We know that Brandon Streeter is going to be calling the plays. How does this change things for Clemson?
Well, I mean, obviously from just having your ordinary flow of everything that you would like to have, it disrupts that. I don't know that it's going to change up offensively all that much, to be honest with you. I mean, Brandon, in his resume, if you go back and you look at his past, he's been an offensive coordinator at other schools, most recently at Richmond, before coming here and being the quarterbacks coach at Clemson back in 2014. So he is so locked in. I mean, the whole offensive staff really kind of puts together the offensive plan. But it'll be interesting to see. They'll move Street up into the booth. C.J. Spiller will become the running back coach for the game with Tony, having to watch it from his couch at home. So just little things like that. I don't know that any of us really know the true answer to that question until we see it happen.
So let's talk about this Ohio State football team. What's been making the headlines is Coach Sweeney voted Ohio State 11 in his poll. And, of course, Ohio State has taken offense to that. And they've put out some social media videos. I guess we didn't need added spice to this thing to make this rivalry get even more exciting.
He really did not. I mean, he was, I guess, the only coach that put them 11th, but if you understand why he did it, it makes perfect sense. Of course, I have bias. We all have bias. But I understand exactly what he said. You know, he just felt like if you played nine or more games, then those were the teams that he was going to consider for the top 10. And I think, obviously, he had a problem, and other coaches around the country had a problem with teams that played only six games, maybe making it into the college football playoffs. Now, I will say, if you reverse roles, certainly Coach Sweeney is arguing to have Clemson in the playoffs. Make no mistake about it. But so he just kind of stuck by his guns, what he did, and it makes for fodder. It makes for bulletin board material, and it makes it a little bit more fun.
Of course, we're talking with the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers, Don Munson. Don, last year the Tigers had a very exciting overtime win over Ohio State. Then a couple of years before that, everyone remembers when Clemson just dusted Ohio State. I actually saw on the Clemson Twitter a couple days ago, they posted the game-winning points over Ohio State back in 2016. It was a field goal with 8:20 to go in the first quarter. So it just seems there's not a lot of love lost between these two schools.
No, and it goes all the way back, really, to the 78 game, the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville. The famous game where Woody Hayes took a swipe at a Clemson player, Charlie Ballman, and it cost Woody Hayes his job the very next day. Clemson upsetting Ohio State that night in Jacksonville, 17-15. So it starts there, and this is a very proud Ohio State football program. They're truly one of the blue bloods. Clemson's trying to become one of those blue bloods. It takes a while for that to happen. So old money usually doesn't like new money. And that's been kind of the way it's been.
How do you see this game going tomorrow night?
Oh, I think both offenses are going to have their fair share of success, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that, you know, it comes down to which defense, somebody defensively is going to have to come up with, you know, three or four stops. And I think that that really becomes the difference in the ball game. There's so much that you just really don't know about Ohio State, just because there hasn't been any continuity or consistency with Ohio State. You know, even just look at their schedule, and it's just all chopped up. So how much consistency can they have as they're going along in this stuff? But they've got about four guys, maybe more than that, on the offensive side of the football who can be first or second round picks in the National Football League draft. So they got plenty of talent over there. Defensively, I don't think that they're as talented as they were last year. And certainly you take a look at their secondary, it's 108th right now against the pass in the country. So that may have Clemson licking its chops just a little bit. But we'll see. You know, people always ask me, well, what's your feeling on the game? I don't ever have an answer for that, because none of us know what's going to transpire until you actually see the game itself happen. And I know that that's maybe a little bit of a cop-out, but who's going to get hurt? Who's going to have to step up? All those questions, because it's going to happen. All those questions will have to be answered as the game goes along, and all of them will have a definite impact on the game.
Don, you've had an opportunity. You've been a Clemson guy for a long time and involved the Clemson broadcast, both with the Olympic sports and the basketball, and, of course, now with football. What has it been like these last 6 years on this ride from your perspective and your seat to call what is the biggest games in Clemson football history?
Well, you know, obviously my tenure at Clemson started in 1994. I was the host of the Fifth Quarter show back in those days, and then ended up moving down here full-time in 95 to become actually work for the network. So knowing Jim Phillips as close as I did, and I always think about just how much he would enjoy this ride that Clemson is going on. You know, when I took over the football play-by-play duties in 14, since that time, I've seen Clemson lose 9 times.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's just, you know, at times you have to pinch yourself and think, what the heck is going on here? But it's been a glorious ride. I have my buddies, they call me all the time and, say, do you realize? And I, yeah, and I do try to realize what's going on because it's unprecedented. Gene Deckerhoff at Florida State, he had that 14-year run, obviously, with Bobby Bowden. Obviously, Eli Gold at Alabama and what has happened since, he's been the voice at Alabama. But and one of the things that Eli has always told me is appreciate it. Soak every drop of it up, because it's not always going to last. It's going to last for a little while longer at Clemson, I can tell you that. There's still some more fuel in this tank for Clemson football. This run is not over as of yet. But hopefully win tomorrow in New Orleans. Go on to Miami. Let's see if we can't pick up our third national championship in 5 years.
Don, two players I want to ask you about, two young men from Football City USA who've played key roles in this run this season for the Tigers. That's starting kicker B.T. Potter and cornerback Darion Kendrick. Looks like Darion is projected to be a first-round selection. You look at this young man, when he arrived at Clemson, he was a slot receiver and a kick returner and moved into a starting cornerback role last year, and has become really the shutdown corner for this Tiger defense.
No, he's been outstanding. He's had a few bumps in the road, as Coach Sweeney likes to say. He's had to give him a little love every now and then and love up on him, and so he's been able to do that. But I think that Kendrick comes into this ball game really playing his best football of the season right now. BT has just been, he's just been solid. I mean, that's all you can say about him. He's got, five field goals in his career of better than 50 yards, and he's got a couple this season that he's hit from 50 yards, but he's been really, really good, obviously kickoff-wise as well. He's been a real weapon there. So both of those guys have been certainly key components of what Clemson has done, not only this year, but also in years past.
Well, around here, BT stands, he has a nickname, it's Big Toe, is what it's referred to, because I go back to 2017 when both Darion and BT were seniors. They played in an upper state championship game at Greer, and they beat him 67-21, but there were a lot of Clemson fans there, so they were very excited about seeing those two young men. Opening kickoff, BT kicks it literally through the goalpost, and you can go back and listen to the audio from that game, and you can hear the crowd just, they were so stunned that a young man kicked the ball that far.
You ought to see some of the stuff he does in practice. I mean, it really is amazing what he does in practice. And, he's just consistent in what he does. And he comes into it with a great mindset, I think, each and every day and each and every game. And, I've been around him a lot this week. He's had a little fun. He was part of a video that was created by our social media staff, and they had some fun with that. So, but BT, just a really good kid to be around.
Spending too much time with Trevor Lawrence, too, because I think he's trying to match his hairstyle.
He's actually got longer hair right now than Trev, so he doesn't have better hair, but he's got longer hair.
All right, Don, I want to ask you one more question about Trevor Lawrence and what he has meant to this program. Obviously, he had to fill the shoes of arguably the best Clemson Tiger ever to suit up, and that was Deshaun Watson. So he came in with all kinds of pressure. How do you replace someone next year, but how does Clemson continue this ride of great quarterback after great quarterback? It seems, okay, never going to have another Deshaun Watson, then Trevor Lawrence comes along.
Well, and we've already seen what DJ Uiagalelei can do. I mean, the two games that he's played in, the kid's been outstanding. And to be really honest with you, I'm not so sure that DJ may not be better than Trevor when it's all said and done. Now, having said that, Trevor has a chance if Clemson wins tomorrow, beats Ohio State, say they beat Alabama again in the national championship. Trevor will finish 36-1 as a starting quarterback at the collegiate level. No other quarterback has done that. And when you look at the opponents that he has beaten, I mean, I think that you would legitimately talking that young man could be the best ever that played his position in college football.
Those are some big words, but he is a big man who deserves everything. And, we're rooting hard for him to win that Heisman Trophy in a couple weeks because there's no doubt he is the top player in all of college football.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I don't think there's – well, it's funny. I'm not so sure that Travis Etienne's not a better player. To be really honest with you, and I've said that several times this season, and people have just stared at me like I've got three eyes or something like that. But I'm just telling you that to have both of those guys in the backfield at the same time here at Clemson has just been remarkable.
Well, Don, we appreciate it. You spending some time here with us this morning and look forward to your call starting at 5:00 tomorrow right here on WRHI.
Appreciate you letting me spread a little gospel of the Clemson Tigers. Go Tigers.
Thank you, Don. Of course, that's Don Munson, the play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers. You'll hear the Tigers and Ohio State tomorrow at 5:00 here on WRHI.